in Liujia Township, Yibin County, a small place in southwest part of China, Deng Erniang is preparing sorted rutabaga, 1 year supply for her family. Born in Rongxian, Sichuan, she's now 58 and got married to a veteran Zhou Chang when she was 19. She gave birth to 7 children, who are the hope of the day when they get old. Her husband, 68. But it turned out they had a hard time. At the age of 12, Zhou Wu, the fifth son, suffered from leg atrophy and became paralytic and dementia. Zhou Liu, the sixth son, suffers the same case. So that Zhou Qi, the seventh son, at the age of 12. They are becoming idiotic and disabled. Not long after, became paralytic too. Today, with her first son still in the army, the second son having died young, and the third and fourth sons living independently, Erniang is all by herself sustaining a family of 4 paralytics. It is now the plowing time. Erniang used to have her own cattle. As she now gets too old to hold the plow, she asks for help from her neighbor. Her family used to farm 2.5 bu, about half acre of land, which yielded crops enough to support the family for a year. Considering her difficulty, the local government provides her a necessary quantity of crops. Thus, she lost her land. Since her grown-up sons eat a lot, she cannot afford extra crops and farms a plot of Lao Si, the fourth son's land. It is said Lao Si is going to return next year. So this is the last rice crop for Erniang to farm.
你不吃吧？你都做了一会儿嘛。
3 of her sons got ill at the same age of 12 and became serious day by day. Erniang carried Zhou Wu to get in and out. Zhou Liu and Zhou Qi could barely walk along the road. As her children are often quarreling over tribals, Erniang feels so bad and helpless.
Mm-hmm.
Saying he's able to cure her son. The only her now cherishes now is to cure the disease of her tears. She once went to Chengdu, the capital city of Sichuan province, with Zhou Wu and Zhou Liu for treatment. An expert said this hereditary disease was incurable. But she never gives up and has asked for a dozen of local doctors and fortune tellers in the past 16 years. Some say this disease comes from her ear-located ancestral grave. Their words pressed her to pay her hard-earned 400 yuan to remove the ancestral grave. She has tried everything only to find her sons going from bad to worse. In spite of failures, Ernie now once again expects this one to bring in miracle. Fanghe village of Liu Jia Township is at the junction of three towns. Nearby farmers come to market fairs, head here every 4 days. The house of Ernian is located at the west end of the village. She furnishes the room that faces the street in her store. She brings in the supply and asks her husband to take care of the store, which earns over a dozen yuan per month. On the country fair day, farmers come to buy pumpkin beer and drink by turn. And there is no dishes to go with liquor. They say they are drinking the dry meat. The soaring price worries Ernian. The government relief fund has not arrived yet. Ernian could hardly afford the fertilizer.
I'm going to go to the house.
5块钱钱，你四千八，八十斤都得给好多钱，我把它给四百块，这四百块，俺包十斤了，七块钱咋办？七块钱把你拿噻。说起人家要银行都银行的，整你妈逼，他妈欠了七块钱贷款了。哎呀，别客气，别说。To raise pay is what the whole family talk about daily. And Zhou Liu is the most enthusiastic. Ernian is aware that only by raising pigs could the family have meat to eat. But the price of 5 yuan per jing, which is about 60 cents per half kilo, too much for her. She calculates and finds It's hard to collect the money. It is the sowing time now. The plot of Ernian is usually sowed later than the others. She has to wait until her neighbor finishes theirs and comes over to help.
头上不要嘛，头上。哦，头上不要。哎呦！我来嘛，我来嘛，对付推管儿噻，我来。
With her neighbor's help, Ernian is preparing wheat seedlings. Her worn-out plastic sheet is far from enough to cover the bread and bed.
哎，马上够了，不够噻，还几个半球。
哦，一二三四，一二三四，到一二三四。
很小，怕少五，怕少五六个哦。
少四哈，
听个嘛。
Ernian cuts open the plastic sheet and barely covers the breeding bed.
起舞给哦，舞呀呀不为哟哎，儿啦操哎心哟。
It is now the time for folks to visit the grave and honor the memory of the dead. They will also see the grave is well preserved and well taken care of by some of the related ones.
耶，今天我们来对你刮粉，你的婶婶走不进来，这是带病，你妈要保养那么好，我们一家人，你想你的娃儿又是残废，你的婶婶又是残废，我是要都要过节，穿衣裳，穿孩子找人家爬起来，要抽起来穿，穿就要背。背了出来才给他扣衣裳，要给他穿孩子的洗，你这当太太了吗？你这保养那么的就好，走屋走路呢，还是同样的心思，要出去滚滚，才我一个人，担负那么节子，你们要保养那么好，我一个人，那都没办法哈。你的眼睛呢？在保养了没有？保养了没有？
乌鸦呀，不为哟哎，儿啦，操哎，心哟，哎，晚上来，哎，乌鸦穿个衣，哎，还送瓜下米哟。
Although life is hard, they have to live on. Ernian now makes up her mind to buck piglings. She has talked with the pig seller for payment by installment.
走路，
走路噻。
二十五，二十五，二十五，
差了哪呢？
带住，带住我聊。
Although they are comfortable, the seller has fed his sheep to the food, so as the creator will weigh more. At the price of 5 yuan per jin, Ernion is supposed to pay 447.5 yuan, that is about $60 for 2 pigs of 45 kilograms. Without enough money, she pays the first 200 yuan. One night, that cock comes to the Ernians again.
Hey, 老陈，我被医的好不好？
哎呀，你莫跟那神经病走，走去哪去？意思说，老师还好到那把我们又笑一阵
子。哎，老师说了，带
你。老师说了，他把你生死不了，你死不死嘛哟？
对。
笑
话，
人家
就是。老
张，
我
今天把那个紧到了
嘛？我说，我老师。
你那婆婆妈妈的紧到了。
嗯，我是要找一号不？
一号，我一号的就是两三百个人，最全部他就是三十人。
我噻，啊，签好我才拿钱嘛。
还可以。
我们的钱了，我们主任打，把你站的等一下。
啊，要的。
但这两百个人要搬脚噻。
哦。
这些钱没接到。
要的。
那人家。
Her arm gets old indeed, and her leg hurts so much. What she hopes is to cure her children of illness. After 2 visits of this quack, Ernian no longer believes that miracle will ever happen.
那婆婆妈妈的精神都
没有。嗯，我是要找一号不？
一号。
Ernian learns the breath exercise will cure. Then she wakes up Sochi at 5 in the morning to learn it with the neighbor. Sochi's stage is at least a series. He hopes that after recovery, he will work in Chengdu, the capital city of Sichuan province.And make money to get married. Ernian used to walk miles to collect firewood from the hill every 4 days. And now with piglings at home, she has to go there every 3 days.When she is away for firewood, her husband and sons have to wait all the time until she returns to cook for them. Zhou Changyong has his proud past. In 1950s, he was promoted in the Korean War as squad leader because of his bravery. In 1958, he became a veteran and worked as the head of the Township Supply Cooperative and chairman of the street.In 1987, he became paralytic and unable to work anymore. He hardly believes his and son's recovery will happen. And what worries him most is that Ernie will die before him. He considers himself the luckiest man because he marries Ernie.
One day, Ernie's cousin Li Fuhua died, and she went to the funeral. The death of Li Fuhua reminds Ernie of her age. If something happens to her, what will do her husband and her three paralytic children? One month after, Ernie bought her hen, which lays 21 eggs. She plans to hatch these eggs, and chickens will sell. Sometime later, the government relief fund comes finally. Ernie rushes to the office and gets her amount for the first season. The relief fund is one of the subsidies sponsored by the Chinese government, supporting people who are in serious difficulties. Ernie began to receive this fund in 1986, 20 yuan for each of her three sons and 30 yuan for her veteran husband. This time, Ernie receives a total of 190 yuan, which is about $24. With this money, Ernie directly comes to pay her debt to the pig seller. She finds the money is still not enough.
他一百斤了
Prior to wheat harvesting, the village government sponsors a donation activity to support Ernie. She receives over 100 yuan from her folks. Twenty days later, 11 chickens come out of 21 eggs. Ernie figures that if everything goes well, these chickens will sell for over 100 yuan.
Oh.
When summer comes, her seedlings are growing well. Ernie An invites some helpers to transplant the seedlings. What she hopes now is a good weather and a harvest at autumn.
Hey,